they got over the line. So we'll have to savor this. We really have to savor this and enjoy it with our supporters, and then, you know, get back to reality during the week and go again, you know.
Jim, did you truly believe that it could come so soon after coming back into the team? Obviously, a lot of people are saying you obviously believe the Bears, but it has been.
Unfortunately, I did, because, you know, because you have to believe that. You have to believe that. If you don't see yourself in the depth of winter here in Clonus and also final day, then there's no point being back. There's no point being back. We had to believe that, you know, and I suppose the challenge is, you know, trying to build a team and a management team and a group of players on so many levels. You know, the fitness side of things one thing, the support systems are another, but belief, you know, and a culture, and, you know, they turn up every night and they give it everything. And the same thing happened today. You know, it wasn't perfect, and we have a lot of things to tweak, but they turned up and they gave it everything and they kept responding, and that's the big takeaway, you know. Ulster final day is a very special day, but to win it is extra special, and, you know, we're very thankful tonight. We're very thankful to be on the right side of it. No, it wasn't easy, because it definitely wasn't easy, but, you know, we played Armagh up in Armagh, and we were in a similar situation, and then we responded at the very end. Ray O'Neill kicked a massive score and we responded. The same thing happened in the league final, and I mentioned the Tyrone game as well. So they have had a habit of digging in the right moments, and I suppose not losing their heads, you know, and trying to stay in the game and stay on processes and keep believing. And they did that. They did that really well, particularly when that 4-point deficit crept in, you know. And it felt like the Armagh fans, it was their moment, and it felt like that for the Armagh players as well. And that, even though that doesn't mean anything because it's an intangible, it is a big thing. So we're delighted that we did manage to find a way to turn it. And listen, we're Ulster champions. That's where we wanted to be. We're going to go down the road and enjoy it, and we'll get back at it now and enjoy our group stages in 2 weeks' time.
Jim, on an overall view, 13 months ago, this Donegal side left Neary probably at their lowest they've been in years. So they have. If you had to put it down to one thing, what was the biggest improvement you've seen in them 13 months from Neary to now?
Unfortunately, you're the fifth journalist that has asked me that question, and I'm going to say the same thing that I said to them, and that is, it isn't one thing, it's everything. You know, it's everything. It's personalities. It's people. It's you know, commitment. It's focus. It's belief. It's the backroom team. It's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything. So you're trying to find good people. You're trying to find good players. We had a very extensive trial period with the players. So you're putting all that together and just, you know, trying to build everything as quickly as you can. And I'm so proud of them. Like, there's a lot of talk about managers and coaches and all that. There's too much talk sometimes.
Yeah.
They've bloody done it. They're the fellas that done it. They were out there kicking them scores and running themselves into the ground, you know, and they did do that, and so did Armagh.
And how was your blood pressure watching that for a long
time? I'm getting used to the panic of managing them now, because it's never easy with them. It's never easy, but maybe that'll all change now that we're Ulster champions. Well done to them all, you know.
Jim, what is it harder to pick up last summer than it was in 2010?
Oh, God, definitely. Definitely, Colin, because because, you know, I was on a different trajectory myself. You know what I mean? I was walking away from a part of my life that I'd put a lot into, you know, and that I want to go back to someday, probably, you know. But in fairness,
was it harder to pick up the county and everybody
well,
in it?
They arrived at the door like the day after the Gabepe Tyrone, and they never really stopped after that. That's the bottom line. They never really stopped. You know, 2 days after that, there was a letter in the post box. And it just went from there. They just constantly, they never let me alone, you know. And so that kind of pulls at you, like, emotionally, because you're sitting in the house going, could you help them? Could you make a difference? And, you know, and then I'm not actively working at the minute. And so, you know, you had that sort of scenario running around in your head. And then eventually, Paddy McBertie broke me.
And we can hear the passion in your voice, Jim. Does this top up there with 2011, 2012?
Listen,
this up there even better, even?
Every day is massive.
Okay.
Every day is massive, and we'll enjoy it now and see if it